To elect somebody who will just be there for one more meeting.
Well, the point is to be that.
You can work with Nancy and the back and forth on the safety. You can keep the road while you're still.
You know, the thing that can happen, Barb, is this. Things I need to do, I could try to do them, and then you could point out where all my failures were. So I could learn how to do this.
But I think, you know, in terms of how we elect, I think that we ought to elect a chairman who can, or chairperson or whatever, who can be available for the whole year.
You decline to run it.
So I will decline.
Can I ask a question? This is Darryl Wallace.
Sure.
I just assumed, maybe I'm all screwed up here. I thought the new terms in the elections would be when you would have your new people, like in February. Is it at the start of the year, or do you always go?
Our year has gone from, because the commission was established based on the fiscal year.
Oh, okay.
And we haven't had a July meeting for a long time. And so that's a sensible question. Our terms have gone basically from the summer to the next summer, because
that's just when we started.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing written in stone that says that we shouldn't, I mean, that we have to do it that way. There's certainly something to be said for doing it based on the board appointment year rather than the fiscal year, but sometimes when you get too many fiscal years going, it's really confusing. Mm-hmm. And so we have, up to this point, stayed with the fiscal year that the agency operates under, and this is our first meeting after the new fiscal year began.
Probably be more of a hassle to change it.
And it does make some sense to do it according to the agency's fiscal year.
Okay, then I reworked that. I revoke my nomination, and I nominate Nancy Ullman for president.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that Nancy Ullman.
Can you state by who you got?
By Bob Burns.
Bob Burns.
sorry about that.
Bill seconded that we elect Nancy Ullman to be chairman of the Board of Commissioners. Is there a discussion? If not, Darryl?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Nancy?
Abstain.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome, Nancy. You're in the
I nominate Darryl Wallace for first vice.
Second. Okay, Bob Burns just nominated Darryl to be vice chairman of the Board of Commissioners, and Bill seconded. Is there a discussion? Okay, Bill?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Darryl?
Yes.
Okay.
It is okay to vote for yourself.
Absolutely. In fact, you got to have confidence in yourself. Okay, we would do an election for the executive session secretary, except that the rest of us are really gone. So.
I have a question. How will we handle that and vote somebody in February?
In February, yeah. Yeah. You can.
And since the main thing we had the executive sessions for was for the Pearls review, which we no longer can do in executive session, that's, you know, probably.
Well, the other thing, and the big job for that person, and the one that I would suggest that the board keep, is the job of keeping the motions that are relevant for new commissioners updated, and make sure that Pearl and Val get those to be in the new commissioners' virtual or otherwise packet, depending on what format the new commissioners want to have them in. But I would think that still ought to be, you know, a position that somebody does. I mean, you can decide it, and it won't be up to me, but that should happen with a specific person being in charge of it, because otherwise it's one of those deals that falls through the cracks, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody wants one of them or something, and they're not there, and nobody's been designated to do it.
Can I ask a question? Is that all motions that are made? Did you do backup?
We just have the operational stuff.
Operational motions.
Okay, the
ones that talk about, you know, like, the motions for the executive director's evaluation, you know, those things are kind of language that we need to have, when we've made decisions about, like doing the survey or having, things that we want to do as an ongoing kind of thing. Those are the things that we want to keep track of, because otherwise why we do things gets lost like that.
Okay.
And, you know, and Daryl raises really good questions about some of those. For instance, why do we do our elections when we do them? You know, those are things that we really need to make sure get passed along to new commissioners, not so that they'll keep necessarily doing them, but so they'll know why they happened in the first place.
And you may have, that may have been in that, in all the information, and I may just have.
I bet it was. It was just the first meeting was in August, and that's when we started.
Yeah.
August 2000.
Does make sense.
So all the collective memory of the commission will be, the archive of Pearl will have to find everything.
Okay, we're ready for the next item then. And that would be the focus topics for the next meetings. Now, you know, we do have November 17th in Lincoln, and that's partnership between educators and rehab service providers. We can decide for the next first meeting of the next board, which I think would be a good idea, and it might even be, you know, maybe good to have it be kind of like an orientation type meeting or something.
I was thinking
the
maybe
majority
Bill,
of the board.
Bill Brown do the, you know, the business office, the number stuff. Might be a good first meeting.
And that might be a good first meeting too, yeah. Because, you know, the majority of the board will be new in February if Governor Heineman appoints in a timely fashion. And so far, we've had that happen. So, you know, those of us who are on the board are on it until we're replaced. I mean, that is part of the thing, but we have had timely appointments so far. So do we want to suggest the business office?
That would be good.
I think so.
Okay.
And then they can decide beyond that.
Yeah, and if anybody is, you know, struggling with, whoever comes on is struggling with Excel, you might want to include that as part of the business office thing.
Struggling with what?
Excel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because that was useful to me,
okay,
as far as, you know, having that to learn how to read those things.
Question, is this the February meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we need to, is it already set up for the February meeting?
I don't have a date in my calendar.
No, and that's why, you know, we said, and we had a suggestion from somebody that we not set the dates for next year, but I did write and let the person know that, you know, that we had been advised that it's a good idea to do it at least a year ahead of time if we can, so that the places can be lined up and that sort of thing. And you know, the new board can change it if it wants to, but at least...
Well, because they'll have their own calendars that they'll have to work around.
Yeah.
This is true, but
I don't think we should set a date beyond February.
What do you think, Pearl, as far as setting things up? That would mean May would be set up in February, or if, you know.
Right.
Which could be real interesting.
Actually, it's not. By setting date doesn't interfere with their ability to decide otherwise. Mm-hmm. At least they have something to think about if they don't like it.
I personally like to know.
That's what my thinking was, and that's what I said to the person in that email message.
Yeah.
Because I really think
there are other things along the way that come up, and if I can say at the time, well, I have a meeting on that day in February or May or whatever it is, and could we change that to another day, you know, right then and there? It's like, yes, you know, because we already know, whereas if it happens otherwise, then, you know, maybe 10 other people have to be, you know, called to change that other meeting and whatever, so.
I guess it's kind of looking out for my own interests, but, you know, in my profession, you know, teaching, if, like, this meeting were scheduled for next week, I couldn't have gone.
Right.
I mean, well, I could have gone, but I would have had to wait till after my work, because we just start and can't get off. So I guess that for me, it would be nice to know roughly maybe when we're thinking of meeting for May, August, you know.
I think so, too. I just assume set them up, and then we'll deal with changes if we have to.
Yeah.
Specifically, the ones that are.
Yeah.
So. I can set whatever day we assume.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Do it at.
Well, we expect all former commissioners.
6 a.m.
All the
So to set it for the first Monday in February, the first Monday in May. Saturday.
And then when we set this up last time, because we knew we had all these conflicts in May, so it had to go to June. And that was really beneficial to discuss that.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, so.
What's the dates in February?
February 3rd is the first Saturday.
February which?
3rd.
3rd.
I believe so.
Hang on.
No, actually, no, it's not.
Second.
Second.
Groundhog Day.
So it goes 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd. Would be the 4 Saturdays in February.
Correct.
I like going, not necessarily on all dates, but. Now, there was another tradition in November that we did the Saturday before Thanksgiving for very obvious reasons. I'd like to stick with that tradition for November. I know we're trying to do November, but we meet February.
Yeah, we have November 17th as the next meeting.
Yeah, but we're talking about
2008.
She was jumping way
okay.
You know, I want to keep that tradition going because.
Yes, thank you.
And I like the idea of, this is just a suggestion, Darryl, but I like the idea of second Saturdays.
I think if we try to stick to first, second, or third, you know, whatever,
So if that's February 8th,
can be the 9th.
Yeah, get everybody,
February 9th.
Get everybody aboard. And,
Will that be in Lincoln then? November is in Lincoln.
Probably Omaha.
If we're going to.
In February?
A tradition to put it in Omaha.
Omaha, okay.
In February?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Last year we beat the snowstorm.
Yeah. And
February 9th in Omaha. In May, what would that be?
The 10th is the second Saturday.
That's Mother's Day, probably. Does anybody care?
Yeah, probably Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Although we haven't really paid up.
Yeah, just.
Right, just bringing it up. That's
May seems to be a no-win month.
Yeah, then there's
graduations.
Right.
No matter where you put it in May,
So do you want a 10 there? Tentatively do
this
10th.
We're going
to
5 for the
10th.
Oh.
I think that's a good plan.
And that would be Lincoln?
I can order flowers for my wife during breaks.
Just bring her to the meeting.
There you go. Better gift.
Better gift.
Okay, so then.
In August, traditionally, we go out.
Yeah, I think this would be the year to go to Shadron.
Okay,
the
so.
The second Saturday is August 9th.
And May is in Lincoln?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
August 9th. Mm. Darryl, where would
too bad you're going to miss 888.
Where would we like to go? We should go to
Kimball or Scotts Bluff on Shadron.
Carson would be a nice idea. I don't remember having a meeting.
We have never had very many people come in Kearney, but maybe next year would be the breakthrough.
You know, what about this, setting these dates and the locations up till May, but August is far enough in the way that you could go ahead and set the dates for August and November, but leave the locations open.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that sounds good.
So that would be the 9th, right?
Yeah, the first or second week in August, roughly the second, like Nancy
August
said.
August 9th.
most perfect.
And that way we could be getting it in before they all start school.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and then.
November, the Saturday before. Saturday before Thanksgiving, whatever.
15th, is that the Saturday?
15th, yes.
But then.
Oh, the calendar flips over, yeah.
Yeah, November has.
Five, seven.
When is Thanksgiving? Would that be then the 20?
Is it the 27th?
I don't know if it's the 20th or 27th.
Well, it would be the fourth Thursday.
Oh, okay, then it's the 27th.
So you'd go back from that Thursday.
So it'd be the 22nd.
22nd.
But if we do that, that's the fourth Saturday as opposed to all these others where the second Saturday.
That's just the way the calendar flips though, because November 1st would be on a Saturday.
Right.
So I guess I wouldn't have any problem with that.
Well, the only reason I say.
We always looked at the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, that was.
The new board can do whatever it wants.
Yeah, so we could wait, I mean, we don't have that yet, right? We could wait to set November.
I think the 22nd probably take them away from any football game anyway, because
they play on Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so the 22nd would probably be safe, but that's up to you guys.
I guess I'd like to just tentatively set up the 22nd.
Right.
Okay.
If there's problems, we'll deal with them.
That sounds good.
That probably would be, I think we'd probably.
Can you review those dates again?
Sure, February 9th in Omaha, May 10th in Lincoln, August 9th to be announced.
In Kimball.
And November 22nd to be announced.
Okay, thank you.
And then do you wanna plan the focus topics for at least a few of the meetings? We've got business office for February.
What do we have?
Well, then May will be in back in Lincoln, maybe do the center, Tosh could do the.
Sure.
Do the center for.
And Nancy, were you suggesting, okay. It helps us just to have a few ahead, we don't really need the whole year, and perhaps this would be a good thing to get the new board's ideas about for August and November.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah, we've tried to do, you know, a couple ahead or whatever, and so this makes us three ahead, so that's good.
Yeah, that's great, thank you.
And then even in November, we'll be two ahead, so then the next board can determine that.
What they will learn on.
Can I make another suggestion? Maybe one of the focus topics can be working with employers.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's an excellent.
That'd be great.
We can work on joint.
Okay, the next topic is public comment. And now we're then down to final announcements. And I certainly want to thank everybody for coming and thank the people who got the lunch together and the arrangements for the hotel. And thank you, Linda, for taking notes and Dan for recording and
brackets for not snoring.
She actually did.
She did.
Well. Is there anything else?
Well, I thank you for your courtesy and the way you handled all the meetings over the past 4 years.
Definitely.
Yeah, I would. You said the motion. I was. Be a hard act to follow, Barbara. The precedents that you laid down. Like I said, my folder from Barbalosa, the hole in my life without that.
And I assuming that all the ex-board members will be available to me for advice.
Absolutely, I mean, this one certainly will be, and we're not ex-board members yet.
I know, but I'm
right behind you in November there.
Yeah, that's a good point. There should be some kind of perks and honorariums for the old board members to come to meetings and have some kind of our own gathering or some kind of.
You say old board members, right? You can see them with whoppers and wheelchairs.
Cracking.
I used to be a walker.
Okay,
I think on that
pensions for retired commissioners.
I'd also like to thank Elise Decora for speaking at the focus topic to us, and really appreciate your comments. And
can I make one last statement?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to thank everybody for listening to me, and I really like the counselors and the board to take what I said seriously, because there is a lot of poverty on the res and a lot of addicts and alcoholics like myself who need help.
Well, thank you for coming and making us aware. And, you know, we do follow up on things. And so keep us informed, and please stay in touch with us and keep reminding us.
Okay.
Thank you very much for coming.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, I think we are ready to adjourn. We're ahead of schedule. I have 1:28, and we were scheduled to be done at 1:40.
Excellent.
So. Thank you very much, everybody. We are adjourned.
Good job. Hey. I have this measuring little talking measure if anybody wants to see it who didn't see it yet.
Yeah, I was going to take that.
No, you can't have it.